Palm Slice? You just chilling and killing with the villains?
Yeah, man. I just got done, you know, speaking of Home Slice, watching some Homestar Runner, doing my thing.
You actually were watching Homestar Runner?
Yeah, because fucking I was feeling nostalgic.
Dude, I haven't watched that since Nam.
Right? I mean, I didn't know it was still a thing, let alone...
Are they still making new ones?
I didn't know. Well, I don't know. I didn't seek out new ones. I was just seeking out old ones. But I don't know where you go outside of YouTube to see them.
Does it not still have the website up, the original?
I forgot the name of the website. Is it still just Homestar Runner?
I couldn't tell you. Probably is just Homestar Runner.
Yeah, it's just, I can't remember. All I remember is just that dude running around. So,
oh, the old Flash animation days.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's particularly terrible for us to watch. But that's what it is.
Yeah, I miss those cartoons, though. Those were super funny. It's crazy you brought that up, because me and Jake were talking about Homestar Runner today. We were talking about the episode where he's shooting the commercial for Fluffy Puff Marshmallows, and he keeps, like, fucking it up.
Oh, yeah, because,
and then
of course.
The take where he actually nails it, he gets shit on by a bird.
Yeah, it's such a great, I don't know. I had way too much fun just remembering back to that, because that was on all the time, and then we'd get yelled at. That was the thing in school where we'd be like, goddamn kids and their internet not working at all.
Yeah, you're giving us a tool that extends all over the world, and you can find anything. Why would we go do what you tell us to do?
Well, yeah, we'd like you to go read the encyclopedia on World War II.
Oh, they don't fucking make... Okay, now that's funny, because are we still making encyclopedias? Those had to be put out of business, right?
I don't know. So they're super cheap to buy now. Like, there's a used bookstore that I like to go to and find some books now and then, and they have whole collections of encyclopedia. I really want to buy them and go through them and find... It, like, highlight information now that's completely changed. You know what I mean?
It's completely, like, yeah, it's all false. It's,
yeah, like, it's not even close to being right anymore.
Dinosaurs had scales and were closely related to the reptilian ancestors.
Yeah, no, they're fucking birds.
like, I would love to see somebody get a time machine to go back in time just to be like, to that person, be like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're goddamn birds. They're the things that shit on your car now. They still exist to piss you off.
Yeah, and that's why they're all assholes. Birds fucking suck.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of shitting on your car, I got my car washed today, drove, and in the 10 minutes it took me to get back home, a car had already shit on the front of my hood.
You had another car shit on your car?
Did I say it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You had Doc Brown flying the DeLorean over top of you and shit on you?
I mean,
that's fucking crazy.
That's amazing. I don't know how that fucking happened.
Marty, we're going to shit on this guy's Honda. It'll be classic, Marty.
I mean, this is...
Doc, you went back to 2017 to shit on a Honda?
This is how Rick and Morty happen.
Exactly.
Just fuck this guy.
This is what it turned into that.
No,
like,
you said it right the first time. This is how it turned into this.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Doc Brown started drinking heavily, and he forgot his own name. That's when he started going by Rick, and he couldn't call him Marty. He kept fucking up his name, called him Morty.
Fucking Morty now.
His girlfriend became his sister because he's just fucking confused. It's not even a real family.
Oh, God. Things that make you go, buh.
Just all fucking weird.
Yep. Dude, you know what I hate about when you get your car wash? I swear to God, anytime I don't wash my car anymore, because anytime I go to get it washed, it rains the next day.
Oh.
Every fucking time.
Oh, for sure. Like,
every time. I wash it once a year, and that's right after, like, the last snowfall when I can get the salt off the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can see that. I don't know. I wash mine occasionally just to get the grime off. I mean, it'd been, what, almost 2 months since I last washed it, so.
I can't tell you. I haven't washed my car since last winter, that's for sure.
Jesus, that's, it's a long
I clean winter. Out the inside. The inside's fucking, You would never be able to tell my car's that dirty, though. You've seen my car now. You'd be like, oh, really? You haven't washed it that long?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Because it's silver, that's why.
Yeah? Okay, so then what happened? So the gold car. If you get the gold standard car, does mm-hmm. that show it all?
The gold standard car?
Yeah, you get gold. I mean, you gotta have silver, you gotta have gold. You gotta offset it, because there's a fucking song. I mean, you gotta offset it with this shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so lost on this reference.
It's fucking silver from fucking, it's a Yukon Cornelius from that fucking little shitty reindeer.
You're just saying words now.
No, it's fucking, it's the Bumble, the guy that does fucking blow.
What? What are you fucking talking about?
Oh, he's got, have you ever seen 18 condoms full of blow pop in a Yeti's stomach?
Oh, you're talking about Robot Chicken.
Yeah, but no, that's referencing that fucking show.
You're talking about, well, why is it silver and gold? Is that like a song?
Yeah, that's the song Yukon Cornelius sings.
Oh, I don't remember silver that at all. And gold. Yeah, don't remember that one. I never got into that Christmas movie. I was all about Santa Claus is coming to town and a year without a Santa Claus.
Which one's the one foot in front of the other song thingy?
That's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay, I like that one. That one, Rudolph's the best one, and then follow.
No, you're fucking out of your mind.
No, because I mean, Rudolph's got everything. It's got that fucked up elf. It's got a miner that's greedy as fuck.
I want to be a dentist.
Oh my god, goddamn dentist. It's got a bumble that's fucking crazy.
I'm all about Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's my favorite for sure. I don't like A Year Without a Santa Claus just because it has the worst fucking Christmas song of all time, and that's I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You. That song fucking sucks.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
it's terrible. You know how many people are screaming right now that we're talking about Christmas movies and it's fucking November?
Well, no, part of that's because I just went to the fucking grocery store and Costco to pick up some shit, both of them Christmas aisles. Costco even more so, because it's like, yo, you need a fucking Christmas tree? Okay, you don't need that. You need that nativity set? Oh, you don't need that? You need this fucking Black Friday deals? Here's a pamphlet so you can get Black Friday deals today.
Do you want a Christmas tree? How about five? Because we're Costco and you can buy them in bulk.
Fuck yeah. Or the best part was, I was looking at these weird dildo trees. And
they're actually just veiny black cocks that fold out and make a Christmas tree. That'd be hilarious.
And if you stroke them enough, they fluff out and look like a tree. The thing is, like, you got three or four of them in a set, and that's what they look like. They look like turquoise fucking dildo trees.
That's crazy.
And I'm just sitting there staring at these majestic things like, how did this pass, sir? And who went, yeah, this is a good idea? Outside of that person that goes, you know what I like to do? I like to take a baseball bat to just ram that shit right up my ass.
Say what you will, man. They're tapping into a market that you're just not a part of. And that's cam girls. Cam girls are going to buy that, and they're going to get paid mad coin to shove it up their cooter.
Okay. Well, it's like a fucking dog's wiener. It's all bulbous all over the place, so it's just going to get stuck.
Yeah, and freaks pay money to see it.
God damn it. Speaking of which, cam girls are fucking weird now, because now they got that little vibrator. It's like, I'm going to tip you so it goes bzzzt.
Oh, I think I fucking saw purple. A video of that where, like, it's this girl literally fell to the ground because, like, dudes were donating so much.
Yeah, you just fucking just donate, and they've got, and I'm guessing it goes both ways. If you're a dude, you got one up your anus, but you get a... They literally give you
trying
a fuck
to hit that prostate.
I need to stimulate it. But they're literally, and I mean literally, giving you a dipstick to shove up an orifice and go, ugh. Yo, this is going to connect to your Wi-Fi, and this shit's going to vibrate hard when somebody donates a lot of money.
That's so weird.
And just
that's still not as weird as like when people use power tools.
Oh, the create a fuck machine? That's the weird. No, now you want to talk about weird things cam girls do. You get those fuck machines going, and people are like, pa-ching, pa-ching, pa-ching. And that's all you. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Why? What's she doing with that screwdriver? Oh, God.
I was at stand up one time, and this dude told a story on stage about how he made a, what is it? Is it a Sawzall where it looks like a gun, but it has like a smaller blade at the end, right?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the fucking name is.
He took that and made it into a dildo for his girlfriend. And I was like, dude, that's a red flag. You need to get the fuck out of that relationship.
How the fuck can you compensate? Like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
How do you, as a man, think that's okay to make for your girlfriend?
No, so you finish and you're just like, oh, I'm sorry. And like a fucking Mentos commercial, you just smile and up creeps this fucking monstrosity. This'll make you go too.
Yeah, it's not
fucking
a good time.
It's just like a thing that fires in stud bolts, but instead it's got a big old pangas on the end of it.
Ugh, God almighty. Doesn't it make you mad, though, that right now, like, it was literally the 1st of November, and I was leaving the gym, like, around 6:30 in the morning, and I'm passing the Hy-Vee by my house, and they already had fucking Christmas lights up.
Yeah, that's the fucking weird part. And what's weird is, like, Sirius XM, XM Sirius, whatever the fuck it is, one of them's in front of the other, they email me and they're like, yo, tis the season. Check out these 18 channels of nonstop Christmas starting right now. It's like, oh my fucking God. I hate this shit.
Dude, it happens earlier and earlier every year. And I know that's a cliche thing to say, but it literally feels like it is.
Yeah, no, it's fucking ridiculous. But the bright side is, like, fucking Hy-Vee just the day after was a metropolis for kids to go visit the dentist. Because, holy shit, I walked in there and there was 13 shopping carts filled with all the Halloween candy for a fucking dollar. Everything in that cart was a dollar. It's just, yo, fuck, just get the shit out of here. We can't have it. It won't stay till next year. We got to get all the shitty candy out of here. Take all these dots and on the fucking Hershey.
Dots are good, though. I love dots.
Oh, I know. But everything that just fucks up your teeth. Take these Hershey bars, these Reese's, the Snickers, all this shit. Get it out of here. And so you just see people going through all of this fucking candy like it's nothing. And I'm like, oh, wow. I fucking couldn't do this, because I would be at the dentist the next day going, just give me dentures.
How many fat people did you see grabbing candy out of there?
I'll let you go on this. Over or under 20?
I'm gonna go the over. I'm gonna go over.
Okay, well, you would have won. There was actually 23.
You saw 23 fat people? Did you actually count them?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
With my daughter, but I made it look like I was going, looking at the candy.
Did you see your ex-wife there, too?
yes. The whole thing is, like, ridiculous, though, because they're doing all that. They get all this shit. And then not 4 feet away from all said discounted candy, people are buying Christmas candy. It's like, what the fuck? Buy that shit? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, that candy will keep. You can use that for stocking stuffing candy. You can use the Halloween one for that.
No, I gotta get it in green and red.
I need the Christmas tree shape for the stocking.
Yeah, it's fucking so dumb.
And then they were buying the discounted soda that they probably had next to it.
Yeah, oh, man, fuck.
Special edition Mountain Dew for a dollar.
Fucking, this is classic, man. This is Normandy Beach. Fucking for World War II, Mountain Dew. Ugh. I mean, taste the sand.
I'd never had this happen before, but Friday, when I was at the gas station heading to a buddy's place, I bought a Mountain Dew, just bought a voltage one, and at the counter, this lady says to me, did you see the new flavors? Like, what? She's like, yeah, they have new flavors now. I'm like, are you literally trying to sell me Mountain Dew right now? She's like, yeah, yes. Even Pepsi has new flavors now. I'm like, what the fuck, lady?
That's right. It's just like, oh, my God. Okay. Well, sure. Just point me in the correct direction of all the meth that we have here, and then I'll consider buying all this sugary drink.
God, it's just so – it's infuriating the amount of sugar that's in everything in this country.
It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. Speaking of sugar, and you were talking about dentistry, I went to the dentist this week, and guess what? I might have the best teeth in the state.
How?
I just, my dentist was like, geez, man, this is like the nicest set of teeth I've seen in a while. So you know you're crushing the game when even your dentist tells you that.
It's like, damn, son. Oh, man.
Yeah. They were like, well, your gums are perfect and everything. I was like, yeah, that's what you get when you floss twice a day, use Listerine, and brush your teeth twice a day.
Flossing's a pain in the ass.
Not really. Like, once you get in the routine of it, like, now it's just, like, second nature. Like, sometimes, yeah, like, I always do it right after I get done showering. This is how, like, routine-based I am. Like, I'll take a shower and get right out, and they'll be, like, in the middle of the day. Like on yesterday, I went and worked out, like, at noon. Just to get in an extra run or something, and went and did that, and I came home and took a shower, and I don't need to brush my teeth at noon. I did it earlier that morning, you know, but I got out and started flossing and went, why am I flossing right now? I don't need to brush my teeth. Like, that's how just ingrained it is. Like, well, I just got done showering, better brush my teeth.
Gotcha. I mean, so. That's fucking okay. I found it's way better when you brush your teeth twice a day. I don't fucking floss all that often. Maybe once every other day. I'm not. Fuck, man. I hate the feeling of something in between my teeth.
Yeah, I got into flossing because the last 2 times ago when I went to the dentist, I go twice a year. That's what, just for cleaning, you know?
Yeah, and, that's. Yeah.
And the first time I went, he was like, well, your gums are like really red. They're bleeding pretty bad whenever we're doing something. You need to floss better. And since I started doing that, I've had zero problems with that. Like, my gums have gone down. My teeth don't hurt as much either.
Oh, nice.
So, I'm totally on board with flossing. See,
I've gotten away from flossing as much, mainly because I got one of those fucking, shit. I don't know what it's fucking called, but it's one of those electronics toothbrushes that fucking vibrate all the shit loose. Yeah, it's fucking great.
I fucking hate electro toothbrushes. I think they're a scam.
Zzz, it fucking vibrates your teeth, man. It's like, what's going on in my teeth is what's going on in that cam girl's coos. Like, it's fucking great. So, it's fucking just amazing. Get all that shit out, all that plaque, whatnot. But yeah, fuck. I'm jealous. I've never had a dentist tell me that. They're usually like, yo, we need you to come back.
Yeah, and they're also like, hey, you should quit fucking chewing.
Ah, well, yeah. Yeah, there's that.
Yes.
So what you been up to, man?
Dude, I have one of the coolest things I ever got to do I did this week. I got to see one of my heroes in person. I went and saw Bill Burr live.
Nice!
Dude, it was so much fun.
Everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, it was great because he did an hour and a half of stand-up, so that was really cool.
Oh, really? I thought they only did an hour.
No, most of the time when they go on, a lot of people anyway, when they go on tour and go do dates when they're working on a new hour, they'll do way more. Mainly, I think it's because like when you go to when you come to like a place like here.
Oh, no. Wade died. What happened? Are you there? Did you die?
Oh, sorry. My button didn't go. My button went away.
I was going to say, all of a sudden, when he goes to new locations and then it just it cut off. It sounded like that.
Sorry, my tape on my button wore off.
Oh, okay.
When you go to new locations or, like, go to different states and stuff, you know, they kind of make some local jokes or try to make them, you know?
Oh, okay.
So he did a good chunk of stuff about Iowa, and then he went into his, like – so he did probably, like – this is throughout the set where he did some jokes about Iowa. Like, so there was probably, like, 20 minutes of jokes about Iowa.
All right. Any of those hit?
Yeah, there was a couple. Like, there was one where he talks about, like – he asked people, like, do you guys know how to, like, you know, gut a deer? Like, any of you guys? You know, like, a bunch of people raise their hand and stuff. He's like, let me ask you a question. When your neighbor's annoying the shit out of you, you know, when he's, like, 7 miles away, I know your neighbors aren't right next door to you. He's like, do you ever just think about going over and just stringing them up like that deer? And it's really funny. It, like, he went into detail about it. It was And then he made some Slipknot references.
Jesus.
And just a couple things like that. And he made some jokes about the venue he was at, because he played in Clear Lake, Iowa, at the Surf Ballroom, which, for those who don't know, is the last place Buddy Holly played before he died in that plane crash.
Okay, so he boarded a plane right after this, right?
They flew into the airport where they took off from and died, and then flew out of it. Like, you have to take a puddle jumper into the Mason City Airport, I think, and then so he flew into Minneapolis, took a puddle jumper to Mason City, and then did the same thing to leave, I think.
Gotcha.
So, but it was great. He had Dean Del Rey open for him, who's a really great comic. I know him because Bill's talked about him on his podcast before. So I looked up some of his stuff. He was really funny. He was great in person. He did like 15, 20 minutes to open for Bill. The only thing that sucked was I didn't get a chance to meet him. He didn't do a meet and greet, and he didn't have any merch. He wasn't selling merch or anything, so that was kind of a bummer. I was hoping I could like buy something and hopefully just get to shake his hand at the very least.
Yeah.
But I didn't want – like, a lot of people, like, bailed, like, super fast after the show was over. You know, he went in the green room, and then people all, like, left. I waited around for, like, 10 minutes to see if maybe he was going to come out. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to be this creepy dude who sits around and waits for the performer to come out and be like, hey, I just wanted to say thank you or whatever. So I was like, I better just dip. So maybe another time I'll have a chance to meet Bill Burr one day.
Yeah, but you were close. You could see him sweating. You could see where his red hair was, and that he was sweating where said red hair was.
Yeah, but I'm a dipshit. You know how I thought I was going to be sitting front row? I was wrong. I read the fucking map wrong. So I was like, I was still really close, but I wasn't like front row. I was back a ways. I was like the 14th or 15th row. Because gotcha. I read on the like the staging map where you picked your thing, I read it wrong and thought the other end was the stage.
Gotcha.
So, I fucked up. But it was so cool. I'm glad I got to see him, and it was a great show. If anybody ever has a chance to go see him live, I highly recommend it. It's really good. My problem is being that I'm trying to pursue stand-up, I caught myself a couple times where I was like really studying how he was like working the crowd, because I've never really had an opportunity to work a big crowd or anything. Gotcha. So I was like really watching him how he was doing it, and I had to tell myself like, hey, stop doing that. Like, just enjoy the show. Because it was a couple times, you know, like he'd start talking about subject matter that you could tell some of the audience would start pulling back on.
Yeah.
And he would just like, and he would somehow divert into another joke, get people laughing and enjoying that, and then divert back to the joke that originally got people uncomfortable, finish it, and make people laugh and stick the landing. It was like watching a person dance and, like, their dance partner slip and making that slip look like it was part of the dance.
Nice.
It was impressive. And that's when I'd just be like, whoa, like, how do you do that? And then you would think, like, Bill Burr is a huge name, right? In comedy. You would think going to this stand-up, like, people wouldn't say shit or heckle, right? You're wrong. People said shit, and you're just like, why? Why are you saying
that? Of course they did. Because they're idiots. They all want that Kramer thing to happen.
There's one dude, he just completely belittled. Like, I can't remember what it was. What the joke was that, and like somebody was like, "Oh," or something. He's like, "You can't, sir. How can you aw at that when I was just talking about the people in Houston and people not giving a fuck about them, really?" Like, everybody clapped after that, because he's like, "If you're gonna be a comedy selective, be selective about shit that's actually real." Like, he just completely belittled this guy. It was great. So.
It's good. I always like to see hecklers get put down, so.
Yeah, it's always nice to see them get put in their place.
Yeah.
I walked in there assuming everybody coming there knows who Bill Burr knows like he's going to talk about some controversial shit, and just, it's a fucking comedy show.
Yeah, but people,
like, if you think he actually believes some of the shit he's saying, you're a fucking asshole.
No, he's totally going to go string up people he doesn't like and fucking gut them.
Right, yeah, it's fucking, ugh. Yeah, this shit just bothers me. But it was really awesome. I recommend anybody, if you can, go see him live. He's great. That was really probably the highlight of my week for sure.
All right.
And then I watched a bunch of Hoopla on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Describe said Hoopla.
I watched Stranger Things 2.
So that ain't good. I heard it sits with your expectations well.
It was really good. I enjoyed. Well, you mean my original expectations from my snap review on punninggame.com?
Yeah.
I think it exceeded my expectations, actually. I think it's better than season one, personally.
Really?
Yes. I enjoyed the story much more. It was. I don't know why. I just enjoyed it a lot. Because I rewatched the entire first season before this came out, and it was really good. I just didn't know how they were going to continue this story. I was like, how the fuck are they going to do that with how they ended the last one? And they did a great job. I think I thought it was fantastic. Why? Have you been hearing the opposite from people?
No, I've heard it's surprisingly good, given that everybody was going into it going, there's no way this can hold up, and it did.
Yeah, well, I think the writers probably knew going in, like, hey, a lot of people are having doubts about this, so we got to really step up our game. We can't just phone this in, which I think they nailed it, in my opinion. The only thing I didn't like, have you watched it yet?
No, I have not. I'm maybe this weekend I will.
The only thing that bothered me is they've introduced this new character who's like the bad boy. They like he moved from California to Hawkins, and it's a weird, like, you'll understand it when you see it. It almost is like just doesn't belong. You're just like, I don't get it. Why?
Gotcha.
It like sets up, because there's it sets it up for his sister, basically, who joins the gang. And it's just weird because, like, it, other than, like, the fact to, like, have the moment where she, like, sticks up for herself, like, to her brother, there's no point for that character. It's really weird.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a super weird relationship. I don't know. That's my one complaint. And there was stuff in the first season like that where I was like, I don't get why this is here. So, but I won't spoil anything for you since you haven't seen it. It's really good. I enjoyed it. If you like the first season, you'll like this. So definitely check that out.
All right, we'll do.
The other thing I watched was a movie, and I've been wanting to see this for a while, and I'm glad it finally came to Netflix because it made it super easy to watch. I checked out The Hateful Eight.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. I heard that went on to Netflix. Is it worth watching?
Yes, it definitely is. Other than the fact there are more than 8 people in this movie.
Oh.
I lied.
So, remind me, what is this movie? Because when you say Hateful Eight, so is that like the bad guys? Is that...
No, it's... Okay, so I'll give you the base plot. How the movie starts out is... there's a mountain, and you see like a covered wagon, or a stagecoach, I should say, not a covered wagon, stagecoach, going over this mountain trying to beat this blizzard that's coming. Okay. And then it, like, the stagecoach comes to a stop because Samuel Jackson is standing in the middle of the road.
Of course, he's looking for his wallet.
And yeah, exactly. He's just like, I can't find my wallet. It's white. I have a white wallet, too. That white leather. I knew I should have just got black. So he stops the stagecoach, and he's asking for a ride because he knows he's not going to be able to survive this blizzard out here. And he, like, the guy driving the buggy's like, well, you got to ask the dude in the carriage because he paid a lot of money for this. And turns out it's, God damn it, Big Trouble Little China. What's his name?
Oh,
his name.
Not Patrick Swayze. Fucking God damn it. Why am I blanking on him?
I know.
Kurt Russell.
Is it Kurt Russell?
Russell is from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
he's the main guy.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. So it's Kurt Russell's character. And he's a bounty hunter. And it turns out Samuel L. Jackson's also a bounty hunter. He's got 3 men that he's going to take in. And Kurt Russell's character has one person, one chick that he's bringing in. So
Goldie Hawn.
No, that'd be hilarious if it was. That would've been hilarious because he's like chained to her too. Because he's like, I'm not letting this bitch out of my sight.
Oh, that would be fucking hilarious because that'd be like real life,
dude. So and then eventually, you know, Samuel Jackson talks him into letting him come with. So he does, and then they race. They're trying to race and beat the storm, and then they run into another guy who claims to be the sheriff of Red Rock, which is where they're taking their bounties. And so they don't believe him, but if they don't take him, then they won't get paid because you get paid by the sheriff. So they bring him along just in case he actually is the sheriff. And then they stop at a inn where everything kind of unfolds there because they're trapped in that inn with four other dudes. And they're all kind of trying to figure out if they can trust each other. And I won't go into any more detail from there.
But it's worth watching.
Yes, it's fucking awesome.
Because that's Tarantino, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's a great film. It took some turns I didn't think it was going to, which it's really good in the sense, like, you know, it's great because Tarantino does the thing he always does where he kind of almost makes the movie only happen in one area. You know, he's really known for that, where it's like the entire movie takes place in one room. And that's what happens. So it's great because it's all about the actors delivering and like kind of piecing together the story and telling the story. So it rather than showing it through action, which it is a way harder way to tell the story, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really good. My favorite part, I will spoil this for you, it just because it's hilarious and I want to talk about this on the podcast. There's a part where there's a old Confederate like general there, and Samuel Jackson's character was part of the Union Army.
Okay.
And so like it's post Civil War, and so this dude doesn't like Samuel Jackson, and this captain was on his way to meet his son, and it's in the middle of Wyoming. And Samuel Jackson's like, you know what happened to your son? Because he's been up in these mountains for years, and there's always been a bounty on Samuel Jackson's head by the Confederate, ex-Confederate people wanting him dead because he's killed so many Confederate soldiers.
Of course.
And so, like, this dude's son tried to come find Samuel Jackson. Well, of course, it doesn't end well for that dude. He's like, the best part is he goes, do you want to know the day your son died? He's like, yeah. And he goes, the day he met me. And he made this son strip butt-ass naked in the middle of Wyoming winter and start walking. And he just followed him with a gun and made him walk for 2 hours butt-ass naked. And all he wanted was a blanket, you know, because he's freezing. Yeah. He's like, and when you're that cold, you'll do just about anything for a blanket. So you know what I did? I whipped out my big black Johnson.
Jeez.
And it was filled with blood. And he put it in his mouth. And he sucked on it for as long as he could because it was warm. And it just, like, it shows Samuel Jackson putting this dude's face in his crotch laughing as he's making this ex-Confederate soldier suck his black dick.
Jesus.
It was fucking hysterical. I was like, wow, this is really going here.
I did not shy away from this.
Nah, it's Tarantino for you, man. He don't give a fuck.
No. It's great.
Yeah, I just had to that's my favorite part of the movie just because it was just like the way Samuel Jackson describes it and delivers the lines is great. I know I've ruined it a little bit, but like once you hear him tell it, you're going to laugh.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, so The Hateful Eight is fucking awesome. Check that shit out. Other than that, the only other thing I did this week was I did some Christmas shopping. Woo! I'm almost done with that. I can't wait to be done with that.
Oh, you just go to fucking Costco and you get those fucking Black Friday deals that they got going right now.
You get everybody a dildo tree.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking they flew out. And then you get the little cam girl thingies and you make your money back.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm providing you a business opportunity. I'm investing in you. Yeah. You just, so what you been up to, man?
So I fucking... Oh, God. Well, I'll get this out of the way now. I've been playing way too much fucking Destiny still. Way too much. Fucking game's ridiculous. Been talking to my clan, getting shit ready. I'm ready for the raid. I'm doing that this weekend, now that I'll have some time.
Ready for the rave?
Yeah, the rave. We're just going to fucking pop some Eve, fucking glow sticks, you know. You know how it goes.
That's... Everybody rigs up their spacesuits to have, like, flashing lights. So it's like, do, 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 do.
Yeah, because it's, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, fucking... I figured as much. I mean, yeah. The game's dumb enough that you probably need to take ecstasy to enjoy it.
Yeah, there's why not? And then you have sex with the couch or something like that. The other thing I've been fucking around messing with is, dude, went out and fucking played putt-putt today. Fucking shit's crazy.
Where?
So they just opened up this new place by us called Pirate Putt. So everything's pirate-themed in this fucking place, and you run around, and it's all indoors. So none of the holes will get fucked up. But this dude made it handmade, right?
Oh, he handmade everything?
So all this shit's fucking crazy. Like, oh, hey, you go up this hill, this will shoot it towards a hole. Except it totally won't shoot it towards a hole. I fucked up on the angles. Like, I was like, oh, man, that's awesome that you did that. But you're not a fucking engineer. And you, if you hit to this cool thing, you have zero probability of making a hole in one. However, if you just go at the hole, you got a 75% chance.
So he fucked up?
He fucked up, but it doesn't change the fact. Like, it's like all the cool things that will get you close by the hole are fucking just for show. But they're awesome. One fucking hole, you have to fire a cannon. Like, and it's at the end of the cannon. Like, you put your golf ball in the front of the cannon. It goes down the tube, and then on the back end, it's got like kind of like a plunger for how you'd have like on a pinball table, old school, where you got to pull it out and fucking just snap spring-loaded back in. So you got to fucking shoot this goddamn fucking thing out of a little toy cannon towards the hole for your first shot.
That's awesome.
I'm like, that's fucking money. And then the 18th hole, because it's 36 holes inside this building, it's the old CrossFit building. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one off of, if you head on, what is it, fucking old Lincoln Highway or whatever?
No, up by the old mall.
Oh, okay, where it's old, like, garden center used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, that fucking place, like, but on the 18th hole on both sides, because they got a black and orange side, fucking the 18th hole is hit this ball up this mountain, which is literally a ramp that goes to the fucking ceiling. And it's like, yeah, you gotta get the hole. It's all the way up there. So you just get piss pound this fucking ball up this hill.
That's awesome.
I'm like, all right, cool. And then it has like a little fucking connector set rigged to go resend the ball back down to the bin that they have. But it's fun for
I'm glad
what it is.
Got something like that in town now, because there was never anything close. You always had to go clear out to BFE Omaha to get to, or Papillion even.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this
That's
place,
awesome.
I don't care what anybody says, this place is, like, awesome. This is what you do. You get a fucking awesome Tinder, Bumble date or something, whatever app you chose. Just get absolutely destroyed. Then you go here via Uber.
Just take your saves lives.
Yeah, just take your drunk asses there for a hot date. And then you'll go home and bang in some holes too. It's great. So the
except you know the angle will be off and you'll miss.
You'll miss.
You got a 75% chance of getting it in.
If you go the designed way, it fucks everything up.
It's like a duck's vagina.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know about duck vaginas?
No, I'm imagining it's somehow worse than a dog's penis.
So, duck vaginas, because duck rape is rampant in the duck community. Turned out ducks, so females, because, you know, they don't want to, like, procreate with everyone, you know, but every duck dude is trying to get it in. They have false canals that their penis will go into. So they have fake, technically like a fake vagina. And so that's why duck penises are crazy. They have like a corkscrew like that's really like long and can like try to navigate the right tunnel and shit. It's crazy. And duck penises also fall off every year.
What?
Yeah.
Like, is that like the worst case? And the
more they, I think if I read this right in an article, the more they rape, the longer their dick gets.
What? So like, all the one of them's walking around, he's fucking like Goku and Vegeta, like, oh, look how big this thing is.
I'm not 100% sure everything I said there was accurate, but I know duck rape is very rampant.
I hope that what you just said is cool, because then there's like, there's ducks flying around that, I shouldn't say that. They're not flying, because they're dragging a giant pangas under them, and now they get shot. Like, yeah. It's weighing them down.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's really weird. Just go to Google and type in duck penises. They're weird.
They're fucking, god damn it. Where's our SJWs? SJWs, come on, we need rights. There needs to be duck rights.
There needs to be duck rights. Yeah, they're too, you know, they're I don't even know what ducks eat, but they're drugging it. That's
fucking
for sure.
Bread.
Male ducks are like just dropping roofies in the pond.
They're just like, yo, baby, get some of this white bread. Just don't ignore that blue pill in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know what color a roofie is, but sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just treating it like a fucking dog vitamin right now, if you can't tell. It's like, oh, here's a fucking hot dog. What's that? Don't worry about it.
What it like? Okay, so ducks always like dip their heads into water. Are they eating algae? What do they eat? I don't even know.
I don't know, but apparently, and I was told like if you throw bread, like bread and all that shit has to soak in water for them to actually be able to eat it. So if you throw in popcorn and they eat it too fast, they'll fucking just choke and die. So,
can you take the duck home and eat it then?
Yes, of course. Why not? I mean, you just extra dim sum.
Yeah. I want to take, like, everybody always says this happens, but I've never seen it. But I want to, like, actually feed a bird rice and see if they actually explode.
That would be fucking awesome. Like, sparrows, because those are overpopulated as fuck. I mean, who can get mad at that?
Right. Just,
if they blow up, that'd be amazing.
That's not safe for the animals. Oh, I can't wait to hear from PETA.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just, oh, God, that would be amazing. Just, it fuck.
Would be.
Just boom. Like, why aren't we doing that to all the pigeons? Because pigeons don't do shit except shit.
Yep. They're awful.
The worst. We got them all over downtown. I walked to go get coffee, and next to these so-called luxurious apartments, as they say, or something to that effect, all you see across there is just mountains of pigeon shit.
Let's be honest, there's nothing luxurious about the city of downtown Omaha.
There's bars. There's a lot of bars.
Yeah, and a stadium that's six blocks from the worst part of town.
Well, what are you talking about? It's the best part for 2 weeks. And the rest of the week, you might get shot.
Yeah, and then you go the wrong direction when you're drunk four blocks and you're in a place you don't want to be.
Yeah, that's about right. Oh, fucking A. Yeah.
I don't even remember how we got here.
I don't either, but here, I might as well just get back on. So, yo, I was at the gym fucking working out, and then I happened to catch somebody I know that I work with. Doing one of those bullshit gym selfies, because that's fucking garbage. The stop, stare at their screen, oblivious to the person that is 4 feet in front of them, staring, withering judgment at them. Like, I had set this person on fire with my eyes. I would have doused them in kerosene, lit them on fire, walked away smiling if it weren't illegal.
You know what people bother me more than those people? Because at least most of the time, if you're taking a gym selfie, you actually do work out because you're like trying to flex or show.
Oh, they just came out from changing. They hadn't touched a weight
yet.
Okay.
Well, they're the worst. But like, I hate people who have their cell phones at the gym and then like they do a set and then they, for 5 minutes, scroll through shit on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate that person.
Yeah, they sit and take up the fucking bench forever, and you're like, God damn it.
I don't take my phone with me to the gym.
Oh, I do,
I bring my iPod, and that's what I listen to music with.
Oh, no, I have my phone, but that's because I have Bluetooth headphones, so I got all my Amazon music going through there, and I change everything via my headset.
So, yeah, your phone's in your locker, though, right?
No, it's on me, but
Oh.
I never take it out of my pocket.
Gotcha.
Like, I have it just there, so I got constant connection.
See, I like having that, like not having my phone with me because then it's like I don't have any distraction.
No, you
It's
don't get the
my one
temptation.
hour away from anything.
So you'd be disconnected for a little bit.
Yeah.
All
Lately, I've
right.
been disconnecting more. Like, I actually like been plug like I plug my phone into charge in my bedroom, and I flip it on loud in case somebody calls me. But for the most part, I sit in my living room and don't even touch my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really look at my phone until it goes off. And that's usually because of the Destiny Clan chat, because it's popping. People be in there getting ready for the rave with the glow sticks.
Did you say something to that person then?
Yeah, I called them out on it.
What'd they say?
They got, or you know
Were
what?
they re I hope they got embarrassed.
I'm not okay. I'm not going to what the gender pronouns. Let's just be honest. She got super pissed.
Because you told her.
I looked at her with withering judgment for 3 fucking minutes as God knows how many photos she was taking to get the right angle. And when I finally went and like she looked down and just saw me finally staring at her and I go, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And that is exactly what I said. She got super pissed. 'Cause
I hope she gets her life together.
I'm like, "Oh God."
She realizes nobody on social media gives two flying fucks about her being at the gym, right?
Yeah. So, like, after I said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And then I go, "Let me guess, you're gonna hashtag that, getting my fitness on, working out. It's been a tough workout. Oh man, I'm sweating like crazy." But you haven't worked out yet.
Yeah.
Oh! It bugged the shit out of me. I don't know why. I just all
We
of a
should
sudden got
start a segment
self-righteous.
called something along the lines of like a douchebag of the week or something like that.
I mean, yeah, and she would have got it. Sponsored by Summer's Eve.
That's so, God, those people make me so mad, especially because most people are doing that. I hate people on Instagram. Like, I don't have one, but you always see like the screenshots people take of like
Oh,
motivational
yeah.
people who are for the gym, and it's like you're not impressing anybody. Like, I get it if you have millions of followers and you're actually like a workout like aficionado, like it's actually your job. But if you're just some dude and you have like 200 followers and it's your like all your friends and shit, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're not getting paid. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
The
Says the dude who has a podcast and only has 68 followers on Twitter.
hey, I got over 100. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. Anyways, well, that's probably hey, you know what? I can account that too. We don't fucking use Twitter.
No, we're terrible at it. By the way, I tried to get the password. Like, I tried to check out the Pun and Game Twitter, and I don't know what, but I can't remember the password. So I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
Perfect.
We're bad at social media.
Oh, we're just terrible. But hey, here's this. I'm just fucking getting old before your eyes just deteriorating on the social media.
Yeah,
The
fuck it.
other thing, I got into a big conversation with some people at work because I couldn't fucking believe it. And we what it all stemmed from is I was laughing because there's a dude outside arguing with the what do you call the ambulance workers? EMCs? Yeah, there's something.
EMT.
EMT, there we go. So he's arguing with him. I'm like, man, those guys are kind of assholes. Like he's like, "No, I'm good. Fuck it." And just like and then we kept walking. And the guy's like, "No, they got a scam going." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Okay, so we were jet skiing and I have this condition where it's like I get lightheaded and I just pass out for a little bit. I passed out and a stranger saw me passed out, called the ambulance. You cannot wake up and tell them, 'No, I'm good. Fuck off.' without them taking you. Because if you do that, what happens is they fucking restrain you. Like, physically will hold you down, tie you down, and take you to the hospital. Mind you, he said, I had to take a 10-minute fucking ride in an ambulance. It cost me $800 to do this, and he was awake. He was conscious when they showed up and said, no, this is what's happened. I already know this. I have this condition. I was good. My friend just went to go grab something from the store for me to eat and blah, blah, blah. And bottom line is they forced him to go. They ended up strapping him down. I'm like, so there's technically like can assault you and force you to go to the fucking hospital. But if you throw a punch, that's probably illegal as fuck, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fucking horse shit.
Exactly. So basically, if you're a fucking EMT, you could roll up on anybody you want. Be like, fuck you. If felonious call, we're taking you in.
See, that's stupid, though, because especially if you already know your condition. And god damn it, that makes me so fucking mad.
Yeah, right? And so,
do you pay with taxes for EMTs, too?
Yes.
Are they considered public service? Yeah,
so that's a public service, and then it's only exacerbated by anybody that doesn't carry any fucking health insurance for themselves, because then it gets passed on to other people. So, I mean, it's like the fucking whole system's fucked up, but just hearing that somebody can be taken against their will. If I say no, you should have to fucking leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, as long as, I would assume EMTs, they should wear, like, body cams almost, like cops have to. So they are always filming, like, what happens when they're picking up people, so there's always, like, a record, so you can't say, there isn't some he said, she said about, like, you know, misconduct or mistreatment, like, within the ambulance or whatever. So, like, as long as they were wearing, if they were wearing one, which they probably weren't, I don't think that's an actual law, but yeah, if they were wearing one and the guy said, no, I'm good, they have that on tape and be like, okay, he said he was good. Like, we check him out on the scene, make sure he's still, you can do tests to make sure someone's coherent.
Yeah, exactly. You
can, and then be like, okay, he's good, we're going to leave then.
They could do that weird little fucking light thing like they did on Days of Thunder, where he just follow the light.
And then you ask, like, the certain questions of, like, to make sure people know, like, are actually there. So,
well, you know what? I just got to thinking, how fucking dated is my reference? I just referenced fucking Days of Thunder. That was, like, what, fucking the 80s?
I have no idea.
Like, fuck.
I love that movie, though.
It's great. Raisin. Cold Trickle fucking shit up. Rubbin's Raisin.
It's goddamn right it is.
It's just great.
So what I say to the ladies, I'm like, Rubbin's Raisin.
You grab one of those fucking sweet and low packages and race right up their thigh.
Exactly. I explained drafting.
Just fucking great. Or you be like that fucking, you're not using sweet and low, you're using cocaine, and then you're a fucking head, like a line coach at fucking Miami.
I miss you, baby.
Yeah, I need to do some blow off your chest again.
Hey, man. That dude, they probably fired him, and he was probably helping him fast track back to national titles. But no, drugs are bad.
Hey, I mean, if you can still get your shit together and be where you need to be, whatever.
Yeah.
It's when you become a miserable wretch that they need to be like, oh, Frank went over the deep end. Fuck. Oh, it's like what fucking Wolf of Wall Street? What were they taking? Not cocaine. That
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes. There we go. Where he takes the expired Quaaludes and they fucking just kick in at the wrong time. Like
I drove that fucking car perfect, and it shows him just fucking wrecking the shit out of it.
Hits fucking everything. That was gonna be that guy. Like, oh, I coached that game perfect. Coach, you sent in the kicker to play center. Like, oh fuck. Sorry.
Yeah, somehow he gets the interim head coach or something.
Yeah. Oh, he's throwing chalk in the air again. No, he's testing it with his tongue. That is totally cocaine.
Hey, man. Cocaine Cowboys inspires people to win football games.
Inspires something. But yeah, no, that's fucking really all I got that happened that's any what way, shape, or form special.
Yeah.
So
I found a story I wanted to run by you.
All right.
It was like fucking crazy. So California is trying to pass these laws, or did pass these laws. I didn't read into it. I can't remember which way it is. But I know they're proposing, at least, that pet shops are now no longer allowed to sell pets that are non-rescues.
Wow, that's dumb. Okay, but
Yeah.
whatever.
Which is stupid. All it's going to make people do is go buy right from breeders.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. 'Cause they already
And
don't do the fucking animal. What is it? Animal or animal shelter. There we go.
yeah, well, it's crazy because you're just going to hurt that business. They're going to put like mom and pop shops out of business.
Yeah.
That's not fucking cool.
It's gonna be fucking dumb.
Yeah. Well, what made me really like, I was like, what the fuck? Here's what really bothers me about that. I rescue dogs and rescue cats, I think, are a good thing to do, right? I
Okay.
think it's imp they're good if you can get a decent one that you know is okay. My problem is, if you have kids, you shouldn't be getting rescue animals because you don't know where they've been or what they've been through, and you don't want to put a small child at risk. You get a brand new dog so you can raise it and you know what you're getting. But like, you get a fucking rescue dog and you have a kid and it bites your kid, that's you're gonna feel terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
So that's what my logic is. Like, if you're single, yeah, go get a pet that's like just a rescue pet. But if and you don't have kids, but if you do, go get a brand new dog. Clean slate.
yeah, okay.
Just.
Speaking of animals, you made me think of this last story I want to say before we go off. And that is, two lions spotted in a gay sexual encounter must have seen a homosexual couple behaving badly in the park and should be separated and given counseling. An officer in Kenya has said the animals were photographed after one mounted the other in a secluded bush area of some place in Kenya in a game reserve. Like,
So they're blaming like people in the park
yes.
having sex.
They're saying, yo, these lions totally saw two gay dudes having sex, so they in turn had sex. I'm like, I don't think that's how that works.
Or maybe they were just sick of the pride's bullshit and they're like, "Hey man, you just want to fuck each other and like not deal with these bitches."
You hate kids? I hate kids. But we both love fucking. What if we fucking have no kids?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
Or where was the rest of like the pride? That's my question. Also, that's really crazy because most of the time, like, there's only one like male lion, right, per pride. So like for
yes.
them to be around each other is pretty crazy. Maybe it was a dominance thing.
Maybe, but then he also claimed that.
Dolphins do that shit.
Yeah, because this guy's like claiming that's the only reason, but then he goes, well, it's also possible they were driven by evil forces because demons also possess animals. What? This
I
fucking
mean,
guy.
not wrong.
I mean, but this fucking guy. Hey, come on, man.
Hey, dude, you know, people got their beliefs.
Because, I can't pronounce his last name. Ezekiel Matua is what it looks like, but
Park Ranger.
he's looking for Yogi.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say those lines. He was probably fine. The only reason he found those lines is because he was looking for his picnic basket that those two originally stole and put out a nice spread. See, they romanced the other one and what happened. So it was a nice little setup. He was like, "Oh my God, sinners!"
Yeah, the animals thing. I just wanted to make sure I brought that up.
Gotta love it.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, go check out punninggame.com where you can check out more like this show. 'Cause there's fucking 78 of them before it. You can go listen to them all. 78 hours of sweet, sweet leisure time. Or you could check out Monday Friday, Little Stinker Tinker coming your way via the Snap Reviews. You could read the latest and greatest from Wade on Stranger Things, being hot, topical, right there for you. Or you can jump in on Wednesdays, where you can get a little something something for you, and that is.
Wednesdays. That's who gives a F.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday, good God, thank you for correcting. Oh, I'm just falling apart. Fuck. Yeah.
You know,
Tuesdays
you
and Thursdays.
But if you need something on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you want to check out Fun Fun Gaming, you can check that right out on puntinggame.com, where you can see the latest two episodes right on the front page, which is, that's obviously, if you don't know yet, those episodes are where me, Nathan, and Jake all play a bunch of weird video games and talk shit over them. And then if you need every series we've ever played, just hit the Fun Fun Gaming tab at the top of the homepage, and you can see everything. And if you need the direct access, you head on over to YouTube.com, type in Fun Fun Gaming in the search bar, and hit subscribe. Also, I just want to plug this real fast. My buddy AJ, who's been on the podcast a couple times, his show, No Sleep, is coming up November 11th. So this coming Saturday when this podcast drops, if you're in the Des Moines area and that Saturday and need a show to go to, totally check it out. Also, just mention the fact that you heard it on this podcast. Just walk into the front table and say, hey, I heard about this show on Who Gives a F, and you'll get in free.
Boosh. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're out like a little cocaine booger sugar for your nose. We're just giving you energy.
Bet clowns were the first to invent BDSM.
Who gives a F?